We are in Simen Shin Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos. We're up to Sif Beis, and we'll be doing from Beis through Vav. Bachurim, so we just learned the halacha in Sif Aleph, that it's usher to take big steps, or according to the Mishnah Berurah, even jump on Shabbos. Because your hiluch on Shabbos should not be like your hiluch during the week, because of the pasuk. So the Mechaber says, Bachurim ha-mesangim mikfitzosan umurutzosan. Kids that have an onig by way of jumping and running, mutter, that is mutter because that is onig Shabbos. That's mutter l'chatchila. Means that when the pasuk says that your hiluch on Shabbos is not to be like a hiluch b'chol, that's a din of onig Shabbos, and where the hiluch is being done for onig, it's mutter. V'chein liros kol davar shemisangim bo. Also, something that gives you onig when you go see it, then any person is allowed to go and run to see it, where he's afraid he'll miss it. V'chein mutter l'tayil, it's also mutter to take a walk. So with regard to teal, there Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas. Some hold that if the purpose of the teal is for exercise, then it has a din of refuah. So the first day the Mishnah Berurah brings actually holds that it's not refuah because it doesn't look like refuah. For all people know, you're just walking. However, it would be also to run for the sake of sweating, because that is considered refuah with zegzera otu shrika samamanim, because there are chemicals that can make you sweat. Others say that if it's the shame refuah, it's usur anyway, even if it's not to make you sweat. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah even brings a daya that taking a walk for the sake of giving yourself an appetite is usur. Siv Gimel. Someone is walking and he comes by a stream of water. He can skip or jump over it. Ledalgo means that you're doing one foot at a time. It means you put out one foot and then put down the other one as you get there. Whereas likbots means you put your 2 feet together and just one big jump together. Afilu imhi rechava shenyochol aniach raglo b'shenu karam shiakar shniya. Even though it's so big that you cannot put down the first foot before you make the other one move. Mutiv shiyadaleg mimashi akifenu mipnei shemar behiloch v'asolava v'ashloyavu leishchita. So what does it say here? You're better off jumping than walking around it, because walking around it will be marba behiloch. Obviously, we're talking that something were to walk around it, you'd have to walk a distance. And to walk in it is usur, because of a gzeira of schita. We're going to see where Chazal made an exception. Siv Dalet. Hayaholach lidvar mitzvah. Kagon lahakbil pnei rabo. O pnei misha galbi mena b'chochma. What happens if you're going for Kabbalah's pnei rabo, or someone that's bigger than you in chochma? Yochol laver bo. Chazal allowed you to actually walk through the water. Ubavad shiyase shinui, but there's a chash that you're comely day schita. So what do? You have to walk with a shini as a reminder. Shlo yotzi yado mitachas vas chaluko, kadei sheyiskrov lovel day schita. You have to make sure that your hands don't come out of the bottom of, or they don't protrude past the bottom of your cloak, of your clothing, so that you remember not to comely day schita. Va'ayin lekaman simin teriyag. Now what is this? So the halacha there is, the Shulchan Aruch there says that you're better off going through the water than walking around. Lemaisa Rov Achronim disagree with that, and they say that you're better off walking around it than going through the water. For Usur Lavor B'Sandalo, you're not allowed to wear your shoe. This is a sandal that is not tied on well. Since it's not tied, chashirin dima nafal, we're afraid that it'll fall down. So we're afraid you'll carry it. But if you're wearing a closed shoe that's tight, there we're not afraid that it's going to fall down and you'll end up carrying it. Now, who is the dvar mitzvah to go visit? A rebbe, a parent. A rebbe going to a talmid would be aser. unless the Talmud knows things that the Rebbe doesn't, and the Rebbe's going to learn from him. Some are machmer there, but if the Rebbe really has a shaila and he knows that his Talmud knows the answer, he's allowed to go there. The Bir Halacha goes into the inyan of the chi of being makpil pnei rabo, and he says something very interesting. He says that if your Rebbe's in town, there's a chiyuv to go be makabel pon of kol yom. If he's out of town but nearby, you should go at least once a week. If he's far, that's where the halach is that you go for yontif. Now also, when you go in water on Shabbos, the halach is that if the water is running, if it's like a sea or a river, where the water is actually running, so there the halachi is, and running with force, there the halachi is that unless it's shallow, it's also to go in it. Whereas if you're talking about water that is not moving, it's more like a lake, then you're allowed to go up to your neck, actually, for a dvar mitzvah. Sif hei, ha'holach dvar mitzvah mutolav b'mayim af b'chazorah, k'dei shleitei machshulo lasad lovo. If someone goes for a dvar mitzvah, not only were they matir for him to walk in the water for dvar mitzvah, but they were matir for him to walk in the water to come back also, as a gzera that he won't go because he knows he may be stuck there for the rest of Yontif. Sivav, haholech lishmer perosav, if you're going to want to guard your fruit, mutil olavar b'mayim b'halicha, it's a little bit of a mitzvah, and chazal were matir by the halicha, avaloba chazara, but they were not matir coming home, because we're not afraid that the person is not going to go. He won't go in the future because he's afraid he won't be able to come back. Listen, that's his loss. It's his gashmias. Not so when you're dealing with ruchnias, where people will end up being this rasha.